You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. It's Thursday, Throwback Thursday, by the way. And it's Thursday, October the 20th. Coming to you live from, well, not necessarily live. I've recorded this on Monday night. Anyway, coming to you from Oklahoma City, where I live, and been here for many years now, yes. And today is a day of reflection. I've been planning this podcast for a long time. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me in 1978, where I met the band, the Christian band, the contemporary Christian band, called Sweet Comfort Band, okay? So put on your seatbelts. No, just relax in your car, or, well, don't relax too much. But if you will, just get you a nice, put this on pause and go get you a beverage you want to drink and just enjoy this morning or this afternoon. And just relax. Let me tell you a story that happened to me in 1978. I was much younger then. Yeah, I was 24. Yeah. And just going to tell you my encounter with a band called Sweet Comfort Band. Okay, so I'm glad you're back from getting your coffee, your tea, your Dr. Pepper. You've hit the play button. Here we are again. Thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. I'll do the intro again. And I do appreciate you being a faithful listener. And go to iTunes if you can. Give me a 5-star rating. I appreciate that, especially after today's podcast. I think you'll find it interesting. And I have some photographs to include on this. And a YouTube video of Sweet Comfort Band on my website, chucksfavoritethings.com. If you're not there, please go. You can enjoy some of the posters and tickets that I have pictures of from this concert that I met Sweet Comfort Band at. All right, here we go. In the early months of 1978, I led the music for the Arkansas Youth Convention for the Church of God. Now, I'm not sure where it was held. Seems like it might have been Little Rock. You know, they held them at usually larger cities to accommodate, you know, the crowds and the hotels and stuff like that. Wherever it was, I met these people. And, let me tell you about coming back from the convention, because I had to be back in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and sing music that Sunday night at a friend of mine's church, Greg, and he was the music and youth pastor there, and he had invited me to come over there on our way home. His wife's name was Julie as well, and so it was just good to go back and visit Greg at his place in Hot Springs. Thank you, Greg. And so we were coming from the location of the convention, and I remember I had to change clothes because we were running close on time. I had to change clothes inside the car, I guess, in the back seat, I guess. I was trying to hide myself. I don't know. And a friend of ours was driving, and Julie was pregnant with Aaron, our son. And she was along about 7 months at this point. So there wasn't a whole lot of room in this car, okay? Now, I was a much smaller dude back then than I am now. But still, nevertheless, you know, you can only do so much changing clothes with a 7-month-old pregnant lady and this guy that's about 6'2" driving the car. Okay, we made it to that church, okay, on time. And we led music and enjoyed our stay at Greg and Julie's house. Now, back to the youth convention. While I was there, I was approached by a couple of guys, maybe their wives were there too, I'm not sure. But they said that I was doing a great job, they appreciated me very much, and they were needing me for a special concert in June at their hometown location. And I said, well, here's my phone number, give me a call, and we'll talk about it, I'll wait for your call. So, fast forward to May. In May, our son was born in Houston, Texas. And by this time, the guys had been wanting me to, by this time, the guys wanting to do the concert had contacted me. And they wanted me to send them a photo promo picture of myself, a headshot, you know. So I had my friend Chester Harkins to take a picture of me outside of the recording studio that I worked at. He took a picture of me. We sent it off to them, and the rest is history. My picture is on this poster that you can see on my website, chucksfavoritethings.com. Okay, so they told me that I was going to be the opening act for a band from California called Sweet Comfort Band. Now, that sounds a whole lot like whiskey, doesn't it? Southern comfort? Well, guess what? They're two entirely different things. I promise you, two entirely different things. The promoters scheduled the concert to be on a Monday night, June the 26th, 1978. Now, I know Monday night's an awkward time to have a concert. It was, however, summertime. Kids are out of school. And also, when you're getting a traveling band coming through your area, you try to get them whenever you can and for a good price. And so they booked Sweet Comfort to come in. And it was at Harrison, Arkansas, a little suburb, not a suburb, it's just a little small town south of Branson, Missouri, but also northwest of every place else in Little Rock and everything. It's northwest, and it's you got to go through some hills and stuff. It's a beautiful place. It really is. I've been there a few times. Now, so the tickets for this concert were $3, and it was going to be held in the Town Hall Music Theater there in Harrison, Arkansas. Now, I knew that Aaron would be about a month old at this time, and I figured Julie would be okay with me traveling for a few days, and so that's the way we planned it. I left out on a Sunday and got back on a Tuesday after the concert. So I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So the guys that promoted me, they sent me airplane tickets, and I'm pretty sure that I did fly up on a Sunday afternoon, and I remember being in this small airplane, puddle jumper, they call them, and just bouncing around inside there. We made it to Harrison. I was very glad and made it in one piece. And I brought with me my acoustic guitar and also a suitcase. That's all I had with me. And, of course, my words to my songs, whatever I was going to sing. Now, Sweet Comfort Band drove into town that night, that afternoon, and we all had a cookout together. I don't know if we had hot dogs, hamburgers, or, whatever. But we got together, the promoters, me, and the guys in the band. I'm not sure if they had a sound man that traveled with them. Seemed like they did. Seemed like it was the four guys in the band and a sound man. I'm not sure. And so the guys in the band, who were they? They were Randy Thomas, the guitarist, and Brian Duncan on keyboards and vocals, Kevin Thompson on bass vocals. He also preached. And also Mr. Rick Thompson. Did I say Kevin Thompson? Yeah, Kevin Thompson and Rick Thompson. They were brothers. And Rick played the drums and did vocals as well. Great bunch of guys, I promise you. I really hit it off with Randy Thomas, the guitarist, better than the other guys. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Now, one of the things I heard from the promoters is that Kevin, who was the bass player and also the one that did most of the booking for the band, he was a little nervous when he found out that it was a mistake. Okay, he was a little nervous when he found out that they'd only sold like 77 tickets or so, and the promoters had to guarantee them that they would get paid their $500. I think it was $500 back then, and that was quite a bit of money for one night. But they deserved it. They were a traveling band. They traveled in a big cube step van, and it was huge, but just enough room for them to sit, sleep, or whatever, and the rest for equipment. They traveled with their own sound system. So they said they would guarantee their price no matter who showed up that Monday night. So Monday night, as I was saying, we did the concert. They sang. I did the opening act. And when I got home from the concert, after they packed up and left, I was staying in one of the homes of the promoters, and he told me that they couldn't pay me. I kind of knew this already because of what I'd heard. And I said, hey, it's okay, guys. Just get me a plane ticket back to Houston, and we'll call it even. I was just hopefully thinking that I could get home somehow, Greyhound bus or something. But they did fly me home and took it out of their own pocket. Thank you very much. I don't remember these guys' names, but they were nice guys. Bless their heart. They were just trying to do the good thing, help their youth and their community, help their church. They were excited about Jesus and God and all that. They got saved and they weren't doing drugs anymore. They were happy. And they just wanted to help people. And here they are, losing money big time. Okay, so one of the highlights of meeting the band was visiting with the guitarist Randy Thomas. He was funny, he was friendly, and he loved Dr. Pepper. Of course, being raised in Texas, Dr. Pepper is our, you know, state drink, I think. Well, some people might think it's beer, but it's not. He liked it so much that he wrote the president of the company, and they sent him Dr. Pepper promo items like coupons and stickers and T-shirts and who knows what else Randy got. But he was all about Dr. Pepper, and he drank a lot of it, and he enjoyed it too. Of course, I drank a lot of Dr. Pepper myself. Randy also knew that I was nervous and had never been in a situation like this before. So he befriended me and tried to encourage me as well. We got to the music theater early to set up their equipment and sound system. The kids started pouring in. They started walking in, rolling in, whatever. But it was sad to look out into this event center for this town of Harrison, Arkansas, that would probably hold 500 or 600 people or more. And you see only 70 kids and their parents in the folding metal chairs. It was a little sad. I felt for the promoters. I really did. Now, I had never been the opening act for anyone before. You know, I'd done church music. I'd played in a Christian band in college. I had no clue really what to do. So I had a list of about 7 to 10 songs that I was going to play and sing. I have no idea really what I did, what songs I did, what I did. But I do remember that I did a few songs on the acoustic guitar, and the rest I played on Brian Duncan's Fender Rhodes or whatever kind of keyboard he had back then. I think it was a Fender Rhodes. Now, it was totally foreign to me. You know, I wasn't at home on it at all. I'm really used to pounding out the chords on a piano, a real piano. And so I did not feel at ease playing his keyboard at all. Even in the sound check, I was nervous and unsettled. My performance reflected that. I didn't have much energy. The songs were probably, a little bit too slow, maybe a little bit like John Denver. I don't know. I kind of looked like him back then with the round glasses and the, fairly long hair. It was just not a good time for me. It really wasn't. And so I was glad to get off the stage and listen to the guys start rocking out. It was a lot of fun hearing them play. The band was awesome. Now, like I said, I had been in a Christian rock band in college called Theophilus. We traveled the West Coast and East Coast and all over the Midwest for our college, Gulf Coast Bible College, back at that time, which is now Mid-America Christian University, which is presently here in town, Oklahoma City. They moved from Houston up to here in the 80s. And so we traveled for the college and also for ourselves. But we were a band called Theophilus, 4 or 5 guys that were in the band, and we traveled and sang our own version of contemporary Christian music, had a great time. But Sweet Comfort was at another level. They had already had some albums that had been released, at least I know at this time one, but they were getting airplay with their songs such as When I Was Alone and also Somebody Loves You and some other songs like Get Ready and different things. They were just really a good, tight R&B type Christian band, R&B and rock. So my memories of being here at this concert on Monday night include Brian Duncan's amazing vocals, Randy's great guitar playing, the great vocals and drumming by Rick, and also the fantastic bass playing by Kevin Thompson. And he also did this fantastic solo. So if you go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, he's doing a solo in this video from 1977, and I'm pretty sure it's much like the same solo I saw that night. Just fantastic guy. Kevin impressed me because he played a bass that I never heard of at that time. I said, what kind of bass is that? He said, it's an Alembic, and I believe they're handmade, okay? And at this time, this is 1978, I think he paid $1,500 or $2,000 for it back then. It could have been more than that. I'm not sure. But a lot of famous people have played this guitar, including I believe, I'm not going to go there, but you can look it up online, Alembic, and you can see how it's spelled on my webpage. Okay, so Kevin played a great solo. Let me wrap this up quickly. To hear some of SCB songs, Sweet Comfort Band songs, check them out on YouTube or go to their webpage, sweetcomfortband.com. Oh, by the way, I got home okay. I got all right, and, glad to see Julie, glad to see little Aaron, who just turned four weeks old a little bit. And I didn't know that within 2.5 months later from this time that Julie and I would be packing up a U-Haul and our 4-month-old son and heading to Asheboro, North Carolina. But That's another story, and I'm going to save that for another time. Hopefully, it's going to be part of a book that I'm writing. Okay, thanks for reading my blog today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's Throwback Thursday, talking about Sweet Comfort Band in 1978. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, memories. What is it? Music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone. Bye-bye.